You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
There's something about spring that brings out the light and happy in me. Absolutely. And it's time to celebrate ditching those jackets and boots and to sit down and enjoy some fresh, light meals with fresh foods and even add a sip of water laced with one of my favorites, fresh mint. Carolina, what fresh spring vegetables come to your mind when you think about spring? I'm so excited. They're already budding and bursting and showing up in the grocery stores.
I know, they really are. We're kind of spoiled here in Florida because our spring starts a little bit earlier than everybody else's. But we jump into summer pretty quick too, so there's the good and the bad there. But I'm just like you. I love spring, love the spring vegetables and fruits. It kind of helps you dust off all that, you know, winter drought, the dreadful winter out of your body when you start putting in all these fruits and vegetables. Some of my favorites, I'm a huge leaf fan. I like leafy greens. So I love, you know, going for the lettuce, the spinach, the kale, all different kind of leaves that I can use in different kind of recipes and smoothies and make new salad combinations. Salad bar in my own house is always a fun one to have. So I love the leaves. What are some of your favorite
spring vegetables? Go back. Rewind. You have a salad bar in your house? Come on. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Come on. Who doesn't, right?
That's so cool.
The salad bar idea in my house started when my kids weren't huge salad fans until we went to a restaurant. I won't name the restaurant, but we went to a restaurant.
I bet I can guess.
They had a salad bar. They had a salad bar, and all of a sudden my kids were filling up their plate, and I'm like, wait, what's going on? And this whole time, I had been taking so much time chopping up stuff and making the beautiful, prettiest salad on the plate for them, when really, they just wanted to make it themselves. And I was like, wow, this is so much easier. So instead of putting salads together, now I'll just take a bunch of small bowls, put all the ingredients that, you know, I think would go on our salad today, and a big bowl of greens, and let them make their own salad. And they go through their plate just like a little salad bar, and they love it. So why not?
That is so cool. And it's kind of like doing tacos, or when they're given choices, they start branching out and adventuring out with new things. And especially if you give them some instruction about, well, it can't all be just one color. You want to get at least three different naturally sourced colors in there. So that is the fun idea. Absolutely.
Yeah,
so
there's a
recipe for you.
Yeah, and I'm raising little foodies as it is. So they, at the end of the counter, when they're done with their salad, they know they get a picture of the salad. So that it gets posted on either, you know, Instagram for our family to see, or we have a little group message system. We'll post it like, check out Bella's salad for today. So they know it, and they want to make it look pretty and colorful, so that picture will just get lots of comments. So it's fun.
We need to do a contest. Let's think about that. Do a contest.
Yeah.
We like contests. We like giving away healthy food, right? All right, so that's one great recipe. I know another one that is both of our favorites on the kidcritics.org sites. But by the way, that's spelled with two Ks, kidcritics.org, is the spring berry salad. My mouth just salivates thinking about it because it's been so good. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, that's a great one to have it like a salad bar that I was just commenting on, because it can put all the ingredients and allow the kids to put as much of each as they want. So that spring berry salad is the perfect combination of sweet and a little bit of tangy with the fresh salad. So it's a spring mix, so you just use a base of any greasy leans you have or you would like. I like a combination to have at least three different kinds of leaves when you're going to start off with, like spinach, cabbage, and lettuce, or romaine lettuce, and bib lettuce, and maybe the spinach. So three different leaves in there. And then we use fresh strawberries or frozen strawberries. We were just talking about how strawberries are on the 30 dozen list, so you might want to use the organic frozen instead, and that's okay. Just let them thaw out and chop them small so they go a longer way. And so there's some fresh strawberries, and then wild blueberries and shredded carrots. Shredded carrots are, by the way, my favorite thing to put on salads. They add so much crunch and so much color, makes it look so beautiful, and so much nutrition. And then some mandarin orange slices. And to top it off, some slivered almonds, which just makes your salad gourmet. Just takes it to the next level, right? I love adding nuts to top off my salads.
It looks beautiful, and it does add that crunch. And it's adding really important protein and fats as well. So, and then what kind of dressing do you use for that?
Yeah, so the original recipe on our webpage is with the Parmesan vinaigrette. But I have to say, I have made this salad using the Braggberry dressing from Bragg, and it was fantastic. It was even better. So it's both versions are delicious. So try it out and see which one you guys would prefer.
That's a perfect fit. Before we go on with other recipes, I'm going to mention a few of mine, which I've had a little more experience with than Carolina. Artichokes. It's artichoke season in the spring, and I just think they're the most fun. And I will tell you a quick story. When I was babysitting, so this is just a while ago, I was a young girl. I was babysitting some toddler girls. Actually, I think they were like 4 and 5, maybe. And the mom had dinner ready, and so she served the dinner and she left, and then there were all these artichokes on there, and the kids were tearing the leaves off and dipping them in butter and then scraping the meat off, and I was just stunned. I had never had one, I had never seen one, and I couldn't believe kids would eat that. Well, they have been proven right ever since, because whenever you do that with kids, and all you do is you just gently, there are a lot of recipes on the website, but you just gently boil it in water with maybe some olive oil and some garlic to give it a little flavor, and until it's soft and soft enough to be able to eat. It depends on the size as to how long, and then you can steam them, and then you just take them out, rinse them, and you serve them with a dip. And it's just so much fun to tear that leaf. You have to clip the little barbs that are at the tips of the leaves. But that's all explained on, again, multiple websites. But I highly encourage moms to bring artichokes into their spring menu, because the prices are lower at this time. And you can share one. You know, it doesn't have to be one per person. They're a lot of fun. Artichoke hearts, of course, I just love, love, love. And asparagus is the other spring. Well, asparagus and peas. Asparagus are fresh now, and you get them really thin. They're not as bitter or hard. They're more delicious, and you use a little lemon and a little olive oil with those, or a little butter and lemon on that. Or you can also use a dip. And then you have peas, which, of course, are fabulous. I love peas. You tend to see those around more. But I know that we have some drink ideas, Carolina. We have like, 30 seconds left? Maybe you could share that, a spring drink with everybody.
You were talking, I was just salivating thinking about asparagus. It's one of my favorites too. I love serving it with salmon. So definitely a good time of year to brush up on your asparagus skills and put them to the test. There's so many ways to prepare them. But yes, a fresh drink. I love starting off spring with a strawberry mint tea. It is delicious, so easy to make. You can either make a mint tea with a tea bag or use fresh mint leaves, which is really my favorite way to do it. And using a bunch, like a full hand bunch of fresh mint leaves, boil them in water. Then you let them cool, put them in the refrigerator, and you mix it with a little bit of strawberry puree. And strawberry puree is just strawberries that you put it in the food processor yourself. Great one to do it with frozen. Mix the two together, and it is simply refreshing and delicious. Now, when I make this for the kids, I serve it just like that. When I make that on the weekend, on a Saturday afternoon, it becomes a drink. I add a little bit of something in there, and it just is that refreshing drink for a Saturday afternoon. So if you enjoyed those recipes and you want to know more about springtime recipes, visit us on cakecritics.org and listen to us on radiomd.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.